From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey, everybody. It's Monday, July 19th, 2021. Happy birthday to you. It's somebody's birthday all over the world, 50 states, 43 countries listening. Hello, new listeners, and welcome, regular listeners. Your San Francisco weather report. It's blustery. The wind chill factor is about 58 degrees Fahrenheit, and it is currently 62 degrees Fahrenheit. It's light blue, grayish white, and the fog will be rolling in. I like this kind of weather, but you've got to be ready with a trench coat and a hat. This is your Monday weekly LaFrag report. I'm condensing what's been going on here in San Francisco in the past week. Wow. Whew, I've got my laughs back again today. I'm thinking about, let me get into today's show. The mayor, oh, such a con artist. She keeps having these press conferences. Mayor London Breed keeps having press conferences where she's telling everybody crime is down and it's not as bad as it is. Well, the propaganda is failing. In the past week, well, today was a press conference. I think last week was a press conference. New York Times is writing about Asian crime. Wow, Daily Mail, Wall Street Journal, everybody, people in, you know, far reaches of the world know how bad it is here. And still there is the nonstop propaganda by political con artists. Yeah, that's what I call them. Most politicians in modern San Francisco, in my opinion, are con artists. There, I said it. This is my platform now, calling them con artists.
San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs.
No namby-pamby permission necessary.
So the mayor, she had a press conference. Oh, and the con artist governor, who used to be the mayor of San Francisco, the good-looking Gavin Newsom, had his own press conference up in a little cow town talking about homelessness. It's really hitting the fan here in California. I know. Do you hear me laughing? Because it's so absurd that they're trying to keep up this insane con job narrative that this place isn't being destroyed by their deliberately insane policies. There is a video going around on San Francisco Twitter of a security guard talking about why he's quitting Target, my personal Target, which is on the 4th Street downtown corridor. The 4th Street shopping corridor is my jam. I've spoken about it a lot. There are some shows about it. 4th at Market Street. And the security guard was only working at Target for 52 or 3 days. He's quitting. Ooh, what he talks about, what he has seen, wow, it's just the city is crumbling. So the mayor is, you know, she's trying to reassure people that they're going to get on it. She's going to have more policemen on bicycles. Heffa, where have you been? You should have had police on bicycles, more community activists, security guards, blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry, I'm going to say it, idiot. You should have been doing that for over a year. See, these people are, these con artists, political con artists are so dumb. What did they think would happen when you've got an out-of-control, rogue, commie district attorney who believes in just opening up the jails and letting criminals go free? Restorative justice, my foot. Yeah, the city is like, wow. Anyway, so yesterday, July 18th, it was my saddest show out of 535. Yep, that's right, 500. It was my saddest show. I was talking about how my dear neighbor of 15 years is looking to get the hell out of this building where I live as soon as possible. So that was some sadness for me. It colored my day, my Sunday yesterday. When he told me that, I was just like, wow. But it was psychological. He was a connection to my late husband, best friend, arts co-producer. So it really put me in my feminine feelings. And I decided to publish that show. I'm not afraid. I'm one of those sexist, womanist, bohemian, genetic, biological, middle-aged, libertine black women. I don't try to pretend I'm some warrior. I let the white and Asian women call themselves that. I'm not some strong woman. You know, I do want to talk about that. I don't like being called a strong woman, especially as a genetic, biological black woman, because the people who crow and tell me, and I check them immediately, by the way, the people who are so gleeful to try to call me a strong woman, those are the ones that don't lift a finger to help in any way.
This is Sexist Womanist Bohemian Excellence.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone
with Dee Dee LaFrac.
Even a comforting word or a flower or invitation for a walk, those people who try to call me strong are basically trying to enable a struggle, which is why I reject that "you're so strong" narrative. Hey, life isn't fair. We don't all have the same background. We were not all raised the same. Now back to the nonsense happening in dystopian San Francisco, commie for an IA. The crime is off the hook. The West Side is being inundated with crime. I predicted this way last year. I also predicted the citizens' vigilantism. That's a tongue twister. The citizens' vigilantism. Wow, the criminals are going where the money is, which is the West Side. There are a lot of Asian people, and in San Francisco, the criminals think that the Asian people are soft. Whether they are or not is irrelevant. Nobody deserves to be victimized. So the criminals are going on the West Side. What they did with this one wild, crazy stick-up, they saw that the couple, the guy had on a Rolex at a shopping mall, Stonestown Shopping Mall on the West Side of town, where it's supposed to be so safe. So they followed them in their car. They bumped their car. I guess the couple got out, and then they brought out the assault rifles, held it to somebody's head, and stole their valuables. On the West Side, the so-called protected enclave, where they don't have the problems of the other 14 impacted districts, especially where your show is being recorded, the Tenderloin and downtown San Francisco and the Soma South of Market District and Hayes Valley and Cathedral Hill.
We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Dee Dee LaFrac.
And the Fillmore and the Upper Haight and the Embarcadero. Do you hear all that? And the Mission and the Castro. All the neighborhoods that I just named are seriously being impacted by crime. Tent encampments, and all tent encampments bring crime, baby. So, yeah, the mayor has to keep rebuking her propaganda because the con job isn't working. The criminal's reality is biting back, and the word is out. Do not come to San Francisco, tourists, because it's unsafe. See, what happened is, I don't know, these people are freaky. Are they on drugs? Did they actually think that tourists would not be impacted? I see videos sent to me. There was, I think it was the Golden Gate Park. I got sent a video of a woman in her car, and supposedly like a dozen cars got broken into in Golden Gate Park, the so-called protected enclave tourist park. It's out of control because the commie DA doesn't prosecute criminals, and they all know it, so they come to San Francisco and do their thing. How's that for your weekly LaFrac report? Now, if you haven't, you should listen to July 18th, show called Moving On, a homage to my dear neighbor and how I feel about him moving. Well, thankfully, I don't think it's going to be so easy for him to rent his place. He'll have to sell it to somebody who may not mind having it empty for a while because, wow. Okay, I'm going to leave it at that. I wish you well, everybody. I hope everybody's doing well. I'm jacked up on the iced coffee. I've had my laughs today, and I'm going to keep laughing. Thank you for listening. I love you. Guess what? I'm Dee Dee LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco. Damn.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening.